is weird, odd, strange, or just plain bizarre is really your cup of tea, then the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast will give you that fix. Can't believe it? Well, listen for yourself as we deliver the strangest news you definitely won't find on CNN or Fox. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
Welcome to the GSMC Weird News Podcast, brought to you by GSMC Podcast Network. I'm your host, Stacey.
And I'm your co-host, Sarah.
And I think we've talked about this a bit before on this podcast, about sort of the versions of foods you can find in other countries and how they're different from what you can find here.
Possibly. I mean, I think we've talked about it amongst ourselves or on, I don't even know.
But yeah, like, so I remember the first thing that really popped in my mind was that Japan, the Burger King in Japan, has an all-black burger. I don't know why. It's made out of something. Reasons.
Yeah. Now, we didn't talk about that, but right. I know we've talked about other things.
But I know... It was Mayochup. When we talked about Mayochup and how that was only available in the Middle East, and that's still a terrible idea. But anyways, this is a thing that a lot of companies do where, because, you know, different cultures have different food cultures and different tastes, you know, that sort of predominate in their food. I don't know what I was saying there. You'll see sometimes, you know, things that you can only get in certain countries that you can't get in other countries, and companies will create special products solely for those other countries. And so now, just continuing that trend, and I feel Oreo is just on a let's just be weird trend because...
Oreo has so many different flavors all the time.
Well, and also, it's like you created a left-handed package for left-handers, even though they could just flip it open. It's like, we're just doing things.
Right.
Because we're Oreo, and we can. So, Oreo,
but they're not the only one. I mean, how many flavors of M&Ms are there now? How many flavors? I mean, it's crazy.
I know. I'm very annoyed when I see those commercials with the M&Ms because I don't know who most of them are. But like, you're the regular, and you're the crispy, right? Or are you the crispy, and you're the peanut one? And who are you? What are you doing here? I don't know what you all do. You just were throwing in other characters just because? What the heck? You're confusing me, M&Ms. But Oreo, also not confusing me, just giving me a sort of, I don't know about that, has debuted two new flavors, hot chicken wing and wasabi. And these are both available in China. And I'm just like, wasabi I kind of can get. I don't like spicy things, but I can kind of see why you would make a wasabi cream filling.
Well, I mean, it would be a pretty, you know, it's pretty green, but right? I don't, then in my case, I'd be like, oh, mint Oreo.
No,
but I don't want my Oreos savory, so I'm cool with regular Oreo flavors.
Well, wasabi at least kind of feels like you could, you know, not have to go make it in a lab. You just mix the regular cream filling with wasabi and then put it in the Oreo. How do you do hot chicken wing as a cream flavor? Like,
I don't even know where to start with that one.
I mean, this is like the, what is it, Lay's, who does the do me a flavor with all that. Like, okay, but how did you get that in a chip? Because that's not a thing you can just...
Well, at least it's supposed to be savory. But in this case, I do not want my Oreo, my supposedly sweet Oreo, to taste like chicken.
Well, and there have been a number of Oreo flavors over the years that I'm just like, but why? Like, okay, the mint ones, I kind of get. I still, like, totally prefer Girl Scout cookies than mints, but I can at least kind of get why you would do mint.
Mm-hmm.
Fine.
Peanut butter makes total sense.
Sure. And the one where they changed it so, you know, the filling is chocolate and the cookies are
golden.
White. Yeah. Okay, fine. Or just plain chocolate Oreos with chocolate filling. Cool. I'm with all of that. But some of the flavors, and I did not know they even had this many. It's like they're trying to be the cookie version of Baskin-Robbins or something. Some of the flavors they have, I'm just like, who at Oreo marketing was like, this is a great idea? And then who in charge of Oreo, like, greenlit this? Because why?
I just saw a couple months ago, the three new flavors that I saw were...
For Oreos?
Yeah, for Oreo were cherry cola, kettle corn.
Ugh.
And pina colada. And then just recently I saw Rocky Road. Okay, I can live with that. Rocky Road, fine. That makes sense.
Yeah. So pina colada, I can totally imagine, and I'm sure this probably has come out already, of why are you doing a thing that's, you know, often marketed to children with an alcoholic flavor.
It's a virgin pina colada.
Sure it is. Sure it is.
Yeah.
But cherry cola is a little weird, because now I'm just imagining, like, you know, taking a regular Oreo and dipping it in cherry cola.
Ew. Yeah, gross.
And it's like, I don't want those together, which is why, like, some of the flavors, like, there's a limeade Oreo, and there's a lemon twist Oreo, and I'm like, who's doing this? Why?
I actually like the lemon ones a lot, but they're just they're not an Oreo. I mean, they are an Oreo, but, you know, because they're a sandwich cookie called Oreo, but right. It's not a chocolate cookie. It's the golden cookie with lemon filling, and it's quite lovely.
No, there's one that has the chocolate cookie with lemon filling also.
Oh, see, I haven't seen that one.
And I'm just like, it makes me think you're, like, dipping this in lemonade or something, and I'm like, who would do that? Why are you doing that? Why is this such a thing? I don't understand. They also have Peeps flavored Oreos.
Yeah, I see those at Easter every year.
Which, okay, fine. I mean, you have the Halloween ones, but aren't those just the regular ones with orange food coloring? We didn't change anything.
Unless you're talking about candy corn.
Also, they have that, which, ew. I mean, I'm just not a candy corn fan, period, so maybe I'm super biased, but why? It's weird. So, like, you get my cookie and then my candy, and then those are two different. They also have Swedish fish Oreos, which I'm just like,
at least it wouldn't get stuck in your teeth, but still, no, I don't need those.
Cookies and candies, I don't care that they're in the same aisle at the grocery store, are not the same thing.
No.
They also have the Kool-Aid fruit punch one, which, again, I'm just like, this makes me feel like someone somewhere is one of those weird people who puts two things together, and so they're dipping their Oreos and fruit punch and decided, well, this should be a flavor.
All of my nieces dip their, you know, when you get the like the little kids meals that you can put in the microwave, they love to dip the chicken nuggets in chocolate pudding. That's kind of how I'm feeling right now.
I apologize, Sarah's nieces, I find you very strange.
They are strange, but I love them anyway.
There's also a root beer float Oreo, which I'm not a big fan of root beer, because, again, I'm just like, but why are you putting that in the soda? Like, it just...
Right.
It's, I don't like floats, evidently. Jelly donut Oreo, which I can kind of get, but at the same time, I'm like, yeah.
I'd rather just have a jelly donut.
Or...
You know, than... I don't generally eat jelly donuts. I like maple bars, but I don't want a maple bar flavored Oreo. I want a maple bar.
And if you did that, I'm questioning how you did jelly donut and not like a jelly Oreo, because I did not find that there was a jelly Oreo. There were a number of like fruit flavored ice cream Oreos, although some of those are only available in other countries, but I did not find like a jelly Oreo, which actually kind of makes sense to me. Like, you have Oreos with peanut butter. No one decided to try Oreos and jelly, really, like with a it might be too
Oreos filling, peanut butter jelly.
Yeah,
you know, just, I mean,
and there are a number of those where, and I had actually never seen these until looking this up, where the filling is like two different colors because it's two different flavors. And I'm like, what? What? I thought I just had to do that myself, of like taking one and putting it.
No, what? They'll do it for you sometimes.
They also have, in certain countries, they have like a triple decker Oreo and a like chocolate covered triple decker Oreo.
Oh.
Those both have names and I can't remember what they're called, but I'm just like, again, why this one? I don't understand why we don't have in this country. Some of the others, yes, please, you can keep them. I don't want them. But triple decker Oreo, isn't that just duh? Like, I think maybe we do have it, I've never seen it.
No, I've never seen it.
I'm just like, I feel like I'm missing out.
I don't think I've seen, maybe I've seen the ones covered in chocolate, but not very often.
I've seen the candy bar now that they have
covered
in chocolate, but I don't know that I've seen an Oreo covered in chocolate.
Right.
I do also really want to try, evidently at some point there was a cookies and cream Oreo, which is starting to feel just sort of, you crush up Oreo cookies to put in the cream of an Oreo cookie.
I think that's one of the, I think that's one of the candy bars, is cookies and cream Oreo candy bar.
Oh, is it?
I think so. I could be wrong. I know there's a mint, but I think that another one is cookies and cream.
And then there's also a DQ Blizzard Oreo. And look, I get,
but which flavor of DQ Blizzard?
You're like joining with companies here with Kool-Aid and DQ and Peeps. But I don't know that this is working.
There's a million flavors of DQ Blizzards too. So what flavor is it in the cookie?
Maybe it's a mixed pack. Maybe you get like one of each.
Oh.
You get, well, that would probably be a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work.
Be like a mixed Oreo thing pack. Of, you know, when you get the chocolates and you get all the different flavors.
Oh, I was thinking of like the mystery flavors of things, and please don't do that with Oreo. I will hate you if you don't do a mystery flavor of Oreo, because I already am like, ugh.
With no, I think they've done mystery flavors of Oreo. I think I've seen that somewhere.
Ew.
Yeah, but yeah, they've done birthday cake, they've done Red Hots, or you know,
really?
Cinnamon. They do 4th of July ones, but I don't know if those are a different flavor. They do Christmas ones. Yep. There's a million.
Yeah. I do want to try, and I'm not sure if they have it in this country or not. I do want to try the sort of green tea one, or the green tea ice cream one, just because I've never even tried green tea ice cream, but I've heard that's really good.
It's quite good.
And I'm like, okay, you know what? That, again, sort of like wasabi, and maybe it just has to do with the color, that I can kind of buy. You mixing this thing that doesn't normally go into a cream product, fine. Chicken, no. I don't want a cookie chicken. Chicken cookie, whatever that would be.
Me either.
So, yeah, very strange, Oreo. I'm not sure what you're doing, and I am semi-thankful it's not available here. Thanks for that. So, we're going to take a short break. Stay tuned.
Check out the show built around the women of MMA. From the UFC, Invicta FC, Bellator, and ONE Championship, we got the fights covered. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast. The latest news of upcoming fights, discussions of previous matches. Join us as we talk to and about the biggest names in women's mixed martial arts, past, present, and future. When it's the women's fight game, you know where to listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast.
Welcome back to the GSMC Weird News Podcast, continuing our
Weirdness?
Across the seas food trip, tour, whatever we're doing. New Zealand is currently suffering a string of thefts of avocados.
Okay, like people are stealing them off of other people's counters, people are stealing them from grocery stores, where are they stealing them from?
So, from what I read, it kind of sounded like people were stealing them from orchards.
Oh.
And there's evidently a way to tell a black market avocado somehow about something about the stem, because I guess it wasn't picked the way you normally pick, then it's picked at night when you can't see it in a quick rush. But this is because the price of avocados has gone up quite a bit in New Zealand. So it earlier this year hit a peak of 360 pounds.
360 pounds?
Not 360 pounds. Sorry. 360 pounds.
Oh, three. Okay. Okay.
3.6 pounds. Sorry. Yeah. But so that roughly translates to about four something in US dollars for an avocado.
Okay. And why did they have like a drought, a blight? What's going on with the avocado crop?
They did. Yeah. So they had a bad crop this year. And so they only have about half as many avocados as they did last year.
Oh.
And so that's caused the price to skyrocket. And as people will do when things skyrocket, it's like, hey, let me see if I can make money off of that, even though I'm not an avocado grower or anything. So there have actually been almost 40 large scale avocado thefts this year. Which,
wow.
Just,
and what? How large is large scale?
Large scale is at least, I think, a few hundred, they said.
Huh.
Like up to 350 or something like that. I was just like, oh, wow.
Wow.
Okay. I mean, if it was like, you know, I almost feel like you're just a terrible thief if you broke into an avocado orchard just to steal like two avocados.
Well, yeah.
Like, unless solely because you were really,
I was going to say, I just really need an avocado.
Like, my wife is pregnant and she is screaming at me for avocados. Like, other than that, what were you doing? What was the point of that risk? But yeah, so there have been a number of them, and they've caught some of those people. So in June, a local man was sentenced to jail for 3 years for robbing an avocado orchard.
Three years. Wow.
Well, and oh no, the numbers get pretty serious when you consider this is avocados. An organized crime ring, which, again, I'm just like, I guess black markets will organize crime rings for anything, but, you know, the avocado gang. Like, what? An organized crime ring, which included a receiver purchasing avocados from burglary offenders, was recently busted. And avocado thieves can potentially be charged with burglary, which has a maximum penalty of 10 years. So again, wow, if you are, you know, willing to risk 10 years imprisonment for only like two avocados.
Yeah. Why? Yeah. Don't do it. Well, I mean, you probably don't want to risk imprisonment. I mean, you know, let's not go robbing orchards anyway, but
I mean, on the one hand, I kind of feel like if you just randomly go robbing orchards, this feels sort of like youthful hijinks a la Tom and Huck. I don't even know that they did that, but it feels
well, definitely not avocados.
Well, definitely not avocados, but that's sort of like back in the day when, oh, it was just youthful, innocent fun. It's like, oh yes, we totally broke into, you know, old man Johnson's orchard and stole some whatevers. It feels like that sort of level, but now it's become super serious, so that to the point, if a shop owner knowingly purchases stolen avocados, they can be potentially charged with receiving stolen property, which again, this is avocados. It's not like, you know, an avocado diamond, if there was such a thing. It's not like a very special thing that will last long. These will spoil, for crying out loud. Well,
like, you know, and avocados, they don't spoil. It's like not ripe. Ah, it's gone.
Yes, absolutely. But a shop owner knowingly purchasing stolen avocados can receive a maximum imprisonment of 7 years.
Wow.
Because, and this, like, I feel this would almost make you like the laughing stock of jail.
New Zealand, crap.
Yeah. What are you in for? Oh, well, you know, I robbed a bank. What about you? Oh, I stole some avocados. What? You what?
That's hardcore, man. Leave that dude alone.
Or no, I actually kind of figure he'd be like the, you know, the whipping boy in prison. Like, everyone beat up, oh, that avocado guy. Shh, whatever. Like, that doesn't make you hardcore, does it?
No.
You stole avocados? If you stole, like, I can't even think what random produce would make you hardcore.
Produce?
Just to stick with avocados.
I don't even know. Whoa, that... Oh, what's the jackfruit that the seeds can kill you? I mean, at least it can kill you.
You know, broken and stole some blowfish from the seafood counter. Like, what are you doing? But yeah, so this is actually because... And I saw a lot of things on social media essentially making jokes about millennials and their, you know, need to put avocado on everything. Avocado toast. Really expensive avocado toast now. Which is like, yeah, got it. But also guacamole is good. Guacamole tastes good. It's not my fault. But that the New Zealand avocado market set a record for per tray returns to the grower, which means something farmy that I don't quite understand, last year, returning $44.3 million, despite growers producing only 51% of the volumes on the previous year.
I have no idea what you just said.
Like, they only produced half as much as they had the year before, but they made 44.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I mean, I understood all the words, but I was like, I just, I can't even.
Stuff. Yeah, I'm now, for some odd reason, putting this in my head of, like, the Great Depression, because in high school, I had to read Grapes of Wrath, and there's a scene in there in which, like, they've picked all these oranges, but there's no one to buy them, so they put them on the ground and spray something over them so they'll rot, so people can't eat them without paying.
Oh.
And just, like, you know, that level of desperation, but for avocados.
Wow, yeah, I mean, I love avocado, but wow.
I mean,
not really willing to go to jail for 10 years for it.
I don't know that I'm willing to pay, like, for something, though, for an avocado either.
Yeah, that too.
I'm like, you know, maybe if that for something was, like, a thing of chips and guacamole for the whole family, okay, fine. But for something for the avocado itself, that, again, is very hard to get just at that right level of ripeness,
mm-hmm,
and then it spoils, or if you only use half of it, and then it turns brown, it's just...
I just buy them frozen anymore.
I just buy guacamole. I don't even buy whole avocados. Do I need whole avocados? Like, can't I just put, if I find like a non-spicy guacamole, just use that as like my avocado spread for avocado toast if I wanted avocado toast?
Sure, you do you.
I mean, I always find it so strange. And again, a lot of them were like the millennials with their avocado toast. It's like, look, I get that avocado toast didn't really exist beforehand, but Is that really what the majority of avocados are going to be used for? I'm still like guacamole. Like, I want every burrito to have guacamole on it. Avocado toast? Really? That outranks guacamole somehow?
Apparently.
I feel like I'm a fail as a millennial. I'm a fail millennial.
I'm sorry. I'm not even a millennial, so I failed before I even started.
But you should fail then. Shouldn't you? I mean,
I suppose. I don't know how that works.
Should I? Like, I think it would be kind of strange if I was, like, an ideal baby boomer. Like, it'd be like,
it'd be funny, though. Doing?
Well, I mean, in that case, maybe, like, it'd be like, I could just say, oh, I have an old soul.
Yeah, you're like a 60-year-old woman.
But if I was a, I don't even know what the next generation's called. I'm not sure it has its own name yet. It's still just...
Oh, the younger one?
Post-millennials.
Oh, okay.
Post-millennials. I don't know. It's one of those things, like, millennials didn't have a name for a long time. We were just Generation Y, because the generation before was Generation X, and it took a while to come up with the term millennials. It's like, I think we're still in the, oh, hey, you after us people.
Yeah.
Generation for the next one. So, I don't know. To be a failed, hey, you people, I don't know what that would even look like.
I don't either. I've actually lost the thread of this conversation.
There was a thread to this conversation? We had a thread?
Maybe.
We had it.
If
had
we did, I don't have it anymore.
It got stolen.
Yes! It was probably avocado flavored.
Well, avocado flavored thread.
Which takes me back to our first segment, avocado flavored Oreos. At least they'd be green.
But see, when you're saying avocado flavored thread, I'm thinking of that Mounts Hunt movie where at the end they have cheese thread. And so I'm like, how would you do that? Avocados are too soft. And my brain's now going into like the physics of how you could do that with avocados. So it's clearly, it can't find the thread either. The thread has been stolen, and I hope they get their 10 years in prison.
Oh.
So we're going to take another short break. Stay tuned.
Check out the show built around the women of MMA. From the UFC to the extreme cage fighting, we got the fights covered.
Listen.
It's the Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast. The latest news of upcoming fights, discussions of previous matches. Join us as we talk to and about the biggest names in women's mixed martial arts, past, present, and future. When it's the women's fight game, you know where to listen to. The Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast.
Welcome back to the GSMC Weird News Podcast. To finish out our weird food news episode that we're doing today, it has come out that there is a fare stand that serves ants on a stick.
Now, I'm going to guess this isn't like ants on a log, which is peanut butter on celery and then topped with raisins. I'm going to guess it's actual ants.
It is, and I also didn't even know that about ants on a log, but because I don't eat any of those, that might be why.
Probably. But yeah. Really, we'll put anything on a stick for fair food.
Right? Like, that's half... I haven't been to the state fair in a while, like, number of years, but I'm always very sad because I want to go almost solely for the food.
Right. How do you put an ant on a stick?
Yeah, so this is the weirdest part for me, because I've seen those things where it's, like, you know, scorpions on a stick.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, okay, I get that, because you just pierce through the scorpion. You can skewer us,
yeah.
But, I mean, you...
Is it a toothpick?
You're taking way too much time if you're going to do that with ants. So this is from All Things Jerky, which is a Wisconsin food stand. And right away, never mind the fact that you're putting ants on a stick, I'm upset because that's not jerky.
No.
This is not ant jerky. This is a pretzel stick that is dipped in marshmallow fluff and then rolled in ants. Nowhere is that anywhere jerky, you lied to me.
And what? Oh, none of that sounds appealing.
Right? There's a number of problems I have with that.
I mean, okay, I understand. I mean, I've never tried it, but I understand that many cultures do eat bugs of various types. And yes. Sometimes they eat them, you know, kind of like popcorn as a snack and high in protein. I can get all of that.
True.
But pretzel, marshmallow, and ants?
Like, okay, so here's the thing. I get the marshmallow because, again, unless you're going to take the time to, like, skewer ants onto a
right, it's
skinny
sticky.
Stick, it'll stick. But I'm like, but why then? I mean, I guess you need something for the marshmallow to be on because the marshmallow is not, you know, itself firm. You can't really stick marshmallow fluff on a stick, I don't think. unless it was like frozen or semi-cold or something.
I don't even know.
Pretzel, just like, I don't, pretzel and marshmallow fluff.
I mean, well, you know, you got the savory salt, you got the sweet savory with salt, but I don't know.
See, I'm not a big fan of sweet and savory, back to our Oreos thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd never, I don't like pretzels, but even like the idea of like chocolate covered pretzels, I'm like, I'm not quite sure about that.
I'm okay with chocolate covered pretzels. Had them. Okay with it. Okay with peanut butter filled pretzels. I don't know how I feel about the marshmallow ant pretzel combination.
Well, and I'm also wondering, like, wasn't there another way to do this? Like, I get ants are tiny, so you need something sticky, but isn't there, like, there's a candy like this, I think, that has bugs in it or something.
Oh, probably.
And I'm like, couldn't you have gotten, like, a sort of honey taffy thing and rolled them in that and then only stuck with the sweetness? Like, that
maybe. Would actually,
like, candied ants on a stick.
That yeah, there you go. I'm picturing like rock candy, you know, which comes on a stick mm-hmm. often and looks, instead of, you know, the chunks of little rock candy, it would be ants. But
oh, and see, and now I'm picturing candy buttons, but like with ants in them on the paper that you can never get off. So you right. sometimes are eating paper and I'm not sure even what's going on with Necco anymore, and I'm sad. But, like, yeah, now I'm starting to imagine all the various ways you could have served me ants other than pretzel marshmallow-covered stick.
Like, and you know what? I mean, obviously neither of us have tried this. Maybe it's delightful, but...
That's... Yeah.
But it just sounds weird.
Yeah, and the fact that, you know, it's ants, and they do look like ants. We didn't try to make the ants look like anything else. We didn't, you know, cover them in chocolate and then put them on the marshmallow. We didn't grind them up, which at least that I feel like I could kind of do, because like I've been hearing this with cricket flour and everything. And I'm like, so long as it's ground up and I don't think about it too much.
And I can't see any legs.
Right, exactly. But when I can see and the crunchy, no, 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 no. Like, you need to trick me into eating bugs, because that is not at all a part of our culture.
I mean, I hear it's a great source of protein, like I said, and cricket flour is supposed to be a great source of protein and gluten-free.
And I mean, yeah, and you can go, if you go to certain food stalls in certain countries, where it's just like the whole stall is various different bugs.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
They have bug cafes, no. Even in this country in places.
Wait, they have what? What?
I've heard. I don't know where they are, but I've heard of them.
But what do you mean? Okay, because like a cat cafe, you go and you
oh no,
the cat,
yeah,
you're
no,
not
no,
eating the cat. So at a bug cafe, are you playing with bugs or are you eating?
You're eating
bugs?
Them.
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
Mid Pines, California. We could take a road trip.
Road trip to yeah,
the June wow. Bug Cafe.
Wait, does it actually serve bugs, or is that just the name?
CounterServe Cafe offers American eats, including vegan and vegetarian options. No, see, this is the June Bug Cafe. They
right,
don't
exactly.
serve bugs.
June Bug is a like a term. That's fine. That's totally fine. You can be June Bug anything all you want if you're not actually serving me bugs. I don't care about that. It's cute. But then, like, actual Bugs Cafe. But why?
Yeah, no, that...
also, how do you stay in business? Do you really have, like, enough people coming in the door? You'd have to be, I think, in a tourist area for that.
Like, yeah, probably.
In like, you know, the midtown of a working part of the city with a bug cafe.
Maybe. Like, I guess it just depends on where you are.
Well, I mean, okay, again, certain countries, but like, can you imagine being like the final financial district with a bug cafe?
Yeah, okay, maybe not.
With like, I cannot believe you would get enough business to stay in business if you did that. But again, if you were like, you know, on the boardwalk of a tourist city where 80% of the people are usually tourists, okay, fine, because it's, hey, I'm on vacation, you know, you only live once, let's try things, whatever. This is not my normal, usual, everyday-to-day thing, so I do not have to follow my normal, usual, everyday-to-day rules, like do not eat bugs.
You had to make that a rule?
Well, I mean, it's an unspoken rule. Like, in my house, we have bug spray, and it's actually been sitting in the like entry hallway for months, because we'll spray around the doors. It's like every few months we feel the need to spray it. But when we see bugs, it is bug spray. Like, we're not like, oh, so cute, or oh, let me gather those to put it in my soup. Oh, what? I saw one ant. I need to go spray like crazy. Like, we do not like bugs. And part of that is I've had a couple of times where like I didn't notice them, and then they were calling on me, and then
I'm,
you know, itching for the rest of the night. No, nope, 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 pass, complete pass.
Okay, I just found a website called Bugsolutely. And bugsolutely.com/restaurants, the ultimate restaurants to eat yummy bugs. So there is one in El Camino Real, on El Camino Real in Santa Clara, California. But they just have one dish with larvae. So it's not like a whole bug cafe.
Oh, larvae. Especially not larvae. Oh, go.
There's one in Los Angeles. But it doesn't tell me what they serve.
Because, like, again, I can see this if, you know, it's like mashed up bugs mixed in with something. Technically, you're serving bugs, but it's not icky to my eyes, so fine. But an actual...
Right. This one's called Don Bugito in San Francisco. It's got an edible insect menu.
And, oh, wow. I kind of want a road trip just to go look at that menu.
Yeah.
Like, to look around the place.
And to take a picture in front of a place called Don Bugito.
And then take a picture of things that I will absolutely not eat because nope. Just very interesting. I couldn't find too much of a reaction other than people who hadn't themselves tried it going, what the heck and why? I couldn't find too much from people who did actually, you know, buy it from this food stand.
I wonder how many people are trying it.
Well, and I wonder, like, you know, what's the consensus? Because it's crunchy protein, but sweetness, but crunchy bread thing. It just fills all sorts of levels of weird. I can't quite wrap my mind.
It covers all the food groups. You got your sugar, you got your carbs, you got your protein.
And I mean, technically, bugs were living things, so you also kind of maybe have your...
I don't know.
Except no fruits or vegetables.
No.
Because, I mean, why would you want that at a food stand anyways?
But you don't go to the fair to eat fruits and vegetables unless they're dipped in caramel or chocolate.
Or completely covered in butter and fried. I mean, if they're, you know, strangely fried, because we will fry anything.
Anything. I really want fried dough now that we've been talking about the food, the fair food.
I really do want to try deep fried ice cream. And also, how do you do that? Because it's ice cream. And you just stuck it in hot oil. What?
But, there's a way. Science.
Well, hopefully it's not rolling it on a marshmallow-covered pretzel stick.
It's probably, you probably coat it in ants and then fry that. That's probably what you do.
That creates a buffer. Yep. That must be how it is. And on that note, we're going to end for today. Thank you for listening to the GSMC Weird News Podcast.